This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
This halacha share, we're going to be focusing on the halachas that are relevant to when Tisha B'Av falls on a Sunday. This year, Tisha B'Av is on a Sunday. It's the 9th of Av. It's not Nidcha. And there are obviously some unique halachas that apply when Tisha B'Av falls on a Sunday. Let's start with Shabbos Chazoin. If you look at the handout, if you're listening online, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com. Shabbos Chazoin, the name of the Shabbos, of course, taken from the Haftarah. The restrictions already start, says the Shulchan Aruch, from Shabbos. How so? Well, if you look at box 8, the halacha says in Simon Tov Kuf Nun Gimel Sif Beis, Nagu Shelo Lilmoid Be'erev Tisha B'Av Michatzos Ve'elach. The minhag is not to learn from chatzos, from midday on Shabbos afternoon. Kiyum b'dvarim hamutarim b'tisha b'av. Aside from those things which are mutter to learn on Tisha B'av, those various gemaras and other things that one can learn on Tisha B'av. V'lochein, imchol b'shabbos ein omrim perkei avos, and therefore, when Tisha B'av falls on a Sunday and Shabbos is erev Tisha B'av, the minhag is not to say perkei avos. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings achronim, he says, the Taz. He is perturbed about the refraining, holding back from not learning on Shabbos, or Messiahing, and he therefore concludes, someone who learns on Shabbos afternoon, he doesn't lose out. That's the worst thing a person should do. Even if the 9th of Av is actually on a Shabbos, and Kolshkin Kashachol Erev Tisha B'Av Shabbos, how much more so if Erev Tisha B'Av falls on a Shabbos? And the Mishnah Berurah therefore concludes, V'nira Diyesh Lismei Chalzeh, one can therefore rely on this. And there are different customs. Some shuls do not have public shiurim, some do. Some do it related to topics about Tisha B'Av. But certainly a private individual for learning in Chavrusa, there is certainly what to be somech on. And no doubt that is preferable than sitting idly and doing nothing and learning on Erev Tisha B'Av when it falls on a Shabbos would therefore be okay, and there is what to rely on for sure. The next halacha regards the Suda Hamafsekes. Now, normally on Erev Tisha B'Av, we have the Suda Hamafsekes, the meal before the Tanis begins. How does that work when that is Shalosh Shudas, when that is still on a Shabbos? So the Shulchan Aruch says, in Chol Tisha B'Av Be'echod B'Shabbos, you can have mitzik, you can have fleishik for Shalosh Shudas this year. Says the Mechaber famously that you can have plentiful food like the Suda Shleim HaMelech B'Malchusei, plenty of food, abundance of meat and wine, etc. However, important caveat, mihu tzorich lahafsik mibo'od yom. One has to stop eating mibo'od yom, and Mishnah Berurah explains that is before Shkia. Here in London this year, if I'm not mistaken, Shkia is at 9:10, and therefore Shalosh Shudas on Shabbos, one has to finish eating by 9:10 at Shkia. Now, the Mishnah Berurah adds in Sifkot and Chaf Gimel, it's the second box on the handout, v'hine, after kosif ha-machaber kusud ha-shoma, even though the machaber does say, one can eat very freely and lavishly, like a Suda Shleim HaMelech. Mikol Mok, nevertheless, Yeshev B'Daivan Nefesh, it should be a somewhat somber occasion. Shelo Yinag B'Simcha, it shouldn't be very joyous. V'lochein Lo Yeshev B'Sudas Chaverim, and therefore it's not appropriate to socialize and to hang out with friends, but rather it should be a more somber occasion. The Mishnah Berurah carries on and says, Mutar Le'echol in Bnei Beisai, to eat together with one's family is of course no problem. V'yochel levarech b'zimun, and you can even make a zimun if there happen to be three men, kibun shel Shabbos, etc. Okay, now, one can also sit on a chair until nightfall, until Shabbos goes out. It's only the eating that has to stop before Shkia the Shabbos. Now, what about Motzei Shabbos? One important point is that you're not allowed to prepare on Shabbos for weekday. And therefore, preparing on Shabbos for Motzei Shabbos for Tisha B'Av, for example, taking your special Tisha B'Av shoes, your slippers, your trainers, plimsolls, on Shabbos for a Motzei Shabbos is a problem. And if of course, if there is an Erev we're talking about, and taking kinnis as well is problematic, unless, of course, one is going to learn from them. So, for example, on Shabbos afternoon, you're going to shul and there is an Eruv, and you want to take your kinnis. If you're learning from the kinnis, that's okay. But starting to take something on Shabbos afternoon for Motzei Shabbos is a problem. And therefore, you need to bring those items that are needed, perhaps in shul, before Shabbos. Many shuls and many street minyanim, if they're still having minyanim, they would actually set the time for, say, 10 minutes or 15 minutes, 20 minutes after Shabbos. And that gives a person time from home to quickly change his shoes, bring his kinnis or whatever it may be, and then go to shul. They do that in order that a person shouldn't have to prepare on Shabbos for Motzei Shabbos. Now, what about changing your shoes? When exactly do you do that? So the Ramah says, this is in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Gimel Sif Beis, in paragraph 2b on the handout, says the Ramah, Hagah, Ehu Shabbos Choltzim La'achar Baruch Hu. You take your Shabbos shoes off after Baruch Hu, and then you put your plimsolls on, apart from the Shliach Tzibur. The Shliach Tzibur, the Chazan, he changes his shoes, Kodim Baruch Hu. He says Hamavdil first, and then he changes his shoes. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, because for the Shliach Tzibur, he does it before Baruch Hu, because it's sort of confusing and you should say Hamavda Bereshit Malchus, etc. The custom in many shuls is that everybody does this before Maariv. And like I said, if some shuls would start Maariv 15 minutes after Motzei Shabbos, then obviously straight after Shabbos, you say Baruch Hamavda Ben Kodesh L'chol. It's out Shabbos now. You change into your weekday shoes, your plimsolls, or your trainers, and then you go off to shul to daven Maariv. But either way, in a regular shul setting, the Mechaber says that you change after Baruch Hu, apart from the Chazan, unless the whole shul do it because it's too complicated, it's just too much of a balagan for everyone to do that. But there are different menhagim about that. Now, another important halacha regarding Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos. We know on a regular Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, we make three brachas. Well, we make Yayin, Besomim, and Ner, and then the bracha of Havdalah, the fourth bracha. But this year, Motzei Shabbos, we of course not going to make Havdalah because we can't drink the wine, but we still have to make the bracha on the candle. Barim Arihoich. So says the Mechaber, Nel Tishabov Shechol Bechol B'Shabbos, Kesheroye Haner Oime Barim Arihoich. However, we do not make the bracha on Besomim. The Mechaber says, Ein Mevarech Ala Besomim, and nor do we make a bracha on the kais. So there's just a bracha on Barim Arihoich. Normally, one person in the community will make the bracha, and that will be for the whole tzibur, for the whole congregation. Preferably, women should listen to the bracha of Boirei Ma'ori Ha'esh recited by a man. If they can't do so, it's recommended that they make their own bracha, but it's not; they're not obligated to do so. Okay, now, Havdalah on a Sunday, what happens if a person who needs to break their fast? What do they do about Havdalah? So there are different views about how best to do this. The Cheshev Ha'efer, Dayan Padva, is of the opinion. Zichrin Racha, he was again the great Pesach here in London. And he says that there is no Havdalah Motzei Shabbos. The Chazal Kaveya on Tisha B'Av, which falls on a Sunday, that Havdalah is on a Motzei Tisha B'Av, which is on a Sunday night. However, most poskim say that someone who needs to break their fast, they're because of illness, they need to eat or to drink, they should first make Havdalah. I should add that that's only if they need to eat and drink regularly. If all they need to do is drink water, then it's not necessary to make Havdalah. But if they're eating and drinking, they need to, then they should make Havdalah. The question is, what do you make Havdalah on? Do you make it on wine and grape juice or other things? So many poskim say that you should make it on Chamar Medina, i.e. you should make it on beer or coffee, or some natural fruit juice, such as orange juice and apple juice, not a concentrate where you add water, but a natural fruit juice, and not wine or grape juice. Alternatively, some say that you can make it on wine or grape juice, and you just give it to a child to drink. What age child? So similar to what we discussed last week, a child between the age of 6 and 9, sorry, we didn't discuss last week, that was a different forum, between the age of 6 and 9, old enough, he understands what a bracha is and that he can drink the wine, but not old enough that he understands the avelus. And the person can say somewhere between the age of 6 and 9. For a woman, the preferred option is for a man to recite Havdalah, and then she who is not fasting or a child will drink the wine. If that is not possible, then a woman can make Havdalah on her own. Most poskim hold that children who are not fasting do not need to hear Havdalah before eating, and they can just eat regularly on Tisha B'Av this year. Okay, now regarding Sunday nights. So for those who are fasting, they will need to make Havdalah on Sunday night. And according to the Chesh of Eifer and other poskim, in any event, they would need Havdalah on Sunday night. After the fast is over, it's important to remember you should not eat until you make Havdalah. Havdalah may be recited over grape juice or wine. If you take a look in the Mechaba says in Tov Kuf Nun Vav Siv Aleph, Belele Motzei Tisha B'Av Mavdil Al HaKos, Ve'ena Mavarech Lo Al HaNev Al HaBesomim. The Havdalah we make on Motzei Tisha B'Av, it's only a brach on Ber Pri HaGofen. We do not make a brach on Ber Me HaHesh, which is specifically for Motzei Shabbos, nor do we make it on the Besomim, even though we didn't make the Besomim the night before. Now, what is the Havamina? Why should you not make on wine or grape juice? Well, we know that the other restrictions, such as meat and wine, laundry, haircuts, bathing, and even making a shechionu, we have to wait until Chatzos on the Monday. But nonetheless, we are allowed to make a bracha on Berker HaGofen and to drink wine or grape juice for Havdalah on the Motzei Shabbos, but then to wait for Chatzos for all the other restrictions, those that I just mentioned. So there we have the various halachas of Tisha B'Av falling on a Sunday, restrictions regarding learning on Shabbos afternoon, but certainly what to rely on to make to learn regularly this Shabbos afternoon. The Suda HaMafsekas, to eat meat and wine, no problem for Shalosh Shudas, but to be careful, A, to stop before Shkia and not to do so with friends. It's not a social occasion. It should be a more somber meal. And one can sit on a chair until Motzei Shabbos, until nightfall. On Motzei Shabbos itself, be careful not to make any preparations on Shabbos for Motzei Shabbos. And regarding changing your shoes before Kinnas, it depends when you're davening. If you're davening straight after Maariv, straight after Motzei Shabbos, or a little bit later. But the Mechaba says if you're davening in a shul setting, most people, the chazan changes before Baruch Hu, says Baruch Hu, and then everyone else goes out and changes their shoes. But if you're davening in a stream, you know, as I say, 15, 20 minutes after Shabbos, you would change, you say Baruch HaMavdil, change into your trainers, plimsoll, slippers, and then go off to shul. We make a bracha of Beri Me'er Ha'esh, one person makes for everyone, and Havdalah, for those who need to break their fast because of illness, they should first make Havdalah according to most poskim, and most poskim more to do so on Chamar Medina, like I said. On Motzei Tisha B'Av, we only make Havdalah on Ber Pri HaGofen. We do not make Ber Me'er Ha'esh, and we made that the night before, and we do not make the bracha of Besomim, not on Motzei Shabbos and not on Sunday night. And the other restrictions continue until Chatzos on the Monday. Okay, and Mitzvah Hashem, we should be zochah to fast, but more importantly, have a meaningful Tisha B'Av. Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.